Hello listeners, this is Mana Minutes by HeavenlyManna.net. Some psychics, who call themselves Christians, claim the Bible teaches that everyone is born with psychic abilities, also known as spiritual gifts, which can be developed to do good or evil. They cite the 12th chapter of 1 Corinthians to support their teachings. Let's look at the spiritual gift of discerning of spirits. In the 16th chapter of Acts, we read of a girl following a group of evangelists, among whom is the Apostle Paul. She proclaimed the men were servants of God who taught the way of salvation. This might sound like a good thing, but through the spiritual gift of discernment, Paul knew the girl was demon-possessed. And he cast the evil spirit out of her. Now we know for sure Paul had not done anything to develop the spiritual gift of discernment of spirits, because of what the 9th chapter of Acts tells us. Before Paul converted to Christ, his name was Saul. We read, "He fell to the earth, and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus." If Saul had developed the spiritual gift of discernment of spirits, why did he ask Jesus, "Who art thou?" By this point in the story, Jesus has died on the cross, been resurrected, and has returned to heaven. He is a spirit. If Paul had developed the spiritual gift of discerning spirits, he would not have had to ask Jesus who he was. He's talking to Jesus, and doesn't even know it. That is not spiritual discernment, but rather spiritual blindness. But, the very same Saul, whose name was changed to Paul after he converted to Christ, was then able to discern the evil spirit in the girl in the Acts passage. Paul is now in Christ. And Christ is in him. Now Paul truly discerns spirits. Spiritual gifts come only from walking in obedience to God, whose word forbids the practices taught by psychics. For more Mana Minutes podcast episodes, visit HeavenlyManna.net.